162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Today on the ZabeCast, a heartfelt thank you to Deion Sanders for saying what somebody needed to say about the Hall of Fame. You'll get nil and like it. The best analogy I've heard about the stupidity of the LIV tour, and J.J. Watt can tell a great two-minute story. Your bonus, I'm in the damn van again on vacation. Dose of pure me is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go! Tuesday, August 16th, and no, I am not going to go back and fix that. Fuck you. You're getting what you're getting tonight, and you're going to like it. Actually, I think you're going to get a pretty good podcast when it's all said and done. Welcome aboard, plausibly live from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Wonderful, wonderful evening. Was at the Oak Tree in Harbortown, where Greg Russell is his name. Greg Russell sings and plays guitar under an oak tree to little kids all gathered around and sitting crisscross applesauce on the stage there. Beautiful evening. Not very hot down here. That cold front has swept through the east. It's going to get hot later this week, but incredibly non-humid, beautiful summertime air. The shimmering waters of Harbortown itself and the giant yachts and, oh, being amongst all the fellow one percenters. It was just a wonderful thing. Great night tonight. And I am a little bit served up with some cocktails, but that's okay. By the way, the dads down here are doing work. Not me. I'm long out of that rat race, but I took a picture I should probably post it, but it's kind of an invasion of privacy, even though I totally admire this young family that I took a sneaky, creepy, my daughter Megan was like, what are you doing, Dad? What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm taking a sneaky photo. It was a young family, very fit, attractive mother and father with, count them, three boys, ages approximately 8, 5, and 3, I'm guessing, and twin girls, newborns, about, well, less than a year old. Are you kidding me? And they were there having lunch outside at the cafe, and she was there, mom was there with one baby in one arm, just taking a big old bite of a burger with the other, and there was no drama, there was no sort of bickering. It was just like, fuck it, we're doing this. We're having a vacation. It must cost him a fortune, but still. See, that guy, that father, this is why you should never try to win Father of the Year. You'll be behind in the points race forever to a dad like this guy. But anyway, lots of dads out down here doing this kind of stuff, doing this kind of work, schlepping all kinds of shit down to the beach for their kids and their families. And, you know, my kids are now grown, so it's a lot easier. I bring my fat ass, my phone, my little mini speaker, and a small cooler with some contraband cocktails in it. Shh, don't tell anyone. Cut one today, bad play calling. Eric Gitter somehow was able to communicate with me from beyond the grave. You know, he died, Gitter. It's very sad, very tragic. He used to be my producer at 97.3 The Game, and he somehow got into my text thread from beyond the grave and said, 15 minutes on Shark Tank? Really? Now, look, number one, fuck Gitter. He's dead to me, and he died, but he communicated from beyond the grave. And number two, okay, he's kind of right. That's why it did kind of hurt. I did not watch the clock, and I got let that get away from me. So I'll do better play calling on the podcast and get to more topics and get to the meat quicker on that front. Email from Chad Parsons. You can always, by the way, reach me at zabe@yahoo.com. Headline, I love you, but, oh boy, here we go. Chad Parsons, right? Zabe, I love you more than you will ever know. Okay, keep going. I am not a Washington sports fan, but I listened when you were in D.C. for years because you are one of the best listens in all of sports and sports-adjacent topics in the entire free world. Okay, I like this email so far. You moved to Milwaukee, and I still had the podcast, the Zabecast, that is, but it took multiple attempts to find a podcast to your morning show there. Why is that hard to find, by the way? I'm not even a Wisconsin sports fan specifically, but I do listen every day because you're one of the best listens on the planet. Okay, I love this email. Can we just stop right there? No? Here comes the big but. Oh, the big but. When you started to go down the rabbit hole of which quarterbacks played and dissected what that meant for the NFL in week one of the preseason, I knew you were in over your head. If anything, Zabe, the quarterback with the most yardage in the preseason is the last quarterback to play in the game, mopping up for most of the second half. I am one of the degenerates who watches all of every preseason game and all NFL games overall, and one of the big value adds for my clients and listeners. Oh, boy, here we go. Chad is one of these guys. He's a hustler. He's got a thing going on here. Skip down to the bottom of the email. Oh, there he is. Chad Parsons, UTHDynasty.com owner, Under the Helmet show host, Football Guys Dynasty show host, FootballGuys.com staff writer, and at Chad Parsons NFL on Twitter. There, I gave you all the flex you need there, Chadley. He says, one of my big value adds for my clients and listeners is discerning the order of play at the skill positions, especially at quarterback and running back, for the tea leaves and reading them on where we are headed for week one. On Twitter, you see the same loop of highlights for a player. Like, for example, rookie running back for Houston, Damian Pierce. He rips off a good run or two, and it spreads like monkeypox with retweets and likes. Okay, it's funny. The context, however, is that Pierce was buried in the second half behind Marlon Mack and Dare Ogunbowale. Both received first-team reps. And Rex Burkhead did not play in the game either, and he'll be in the mix. Context in the preseason is paramount. If you ever want a short spot from me after a preseason week on what this means, from depth charts or even sharing one of my episodes or note lists, let me know. I'm happy to help. I love all you do, and even at your low informational moments, like the quarterback roundup on Monday, you are a broadcasting and entertainment stud. Okay, Chad, thank you. Now, listen. I'll have you on. Let's give Chad a test run here. Two things, though, need to be said. One, none of this shit matters for week one. It doesn't, Chad. Chad. I mean, yeah, maybe a little bit. Who's getting some time? Who's getting some reps? By the end of the preseason, then you can say in aggregate, who looks like they're getting more of the workload and who actually could be a guy who you'd want to jump on with a mid to late round pick in your fantasy league. One game is not going to indicate that. But at quarterback, my point stands. If I'm not mistaken, in a baseball box score, when they list the pitchers, they don't list them based on who had the most outs or had the lowest ERA for the game or any other thing. It's literally in order. Smith begat Jones. Jones begat Thomas. Thomas begat Ezekiel. Ezekiel begat, you know, Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. It's in order. That's how it should be in the box score for the NFL. Because sometimes the quarterback with the most yards will be the guy that played last because he's in the most mop-up duty, but that's not the case. That's not always the case, I should say. Plus, some guys might throw six passes, catch two big flyers, have 115 yards, and the other schlubs plinked it around for like 92, yet they played in a different sequence. So that's my main point. Another email from David Donahue regarding ringworm. First of all, I didn't do the basic research. Yes, humans do get ringworm. It's dogs that get heartworm. I got my worms mixed up. David Donahue writes to say, my wife is a physician assistant in dermatology, and Clostebol wasn't even an option to prescribe for ringworm. I get to ask her all the time when these drug tests come up, and it's funny to see her face when she finds out how they are getting abused. P.S. Here's her dog named Scabies. P.S. You don't ever want to catch the skin version of Scabies in real life. It is not pleasant. Then there's this from William Brown. He writes to say, thank you, Zabe. Thank you for putting out a quality podcast while you're on vacation. Really enjoy it. Hope you're able to get some golf in while down there. Speaking of that, why don't we start with that? Cut two, gone fishing. I haven't golfed yet. Probably should have. Sunday was glorious. Monday today was glorious. It's going to get hot, stormy. I might not get the golf in that I thought I was going to get in down here. I just didn't really feel it. I felt like being with the family and not doing much. Also, I'm cheap as fuck. And the courses here at Sea Pines, yeah, resort premium, babe. Even though there is a package deal, you could play all three. You could play all three courses, including Harbortown, which is the big one. PGA Tour venue, iconic American course, tight as shit. Beautiful sights along the Calabogie Sound coming home on 17 and 18. You can play that as part of the three-course pack for the week, but it was going to be like $750 for the three courses. Oh, boy. That's getting up there. Again, I'm cheap. I'm used to getting golf at no cost to the league. So I decided to start making some cold calls. For those of you in sales, you know how fun those are. Cold calls. Hello, I would like to know if you're interested in this thing that you did not ask anybody for. I started making cold calls, gone fishing to head pros down here with the line of, hi, my name is Steve Zaven. I'm a radio personality. I host a weekly golf show in D.C. called the Capital Golf Gang. And I was wondering if there was a possibility of a media round available in which I could play and then maybe interview you for my golf show this week. That was the extent of my cold call. I made sure to use the word media round, which implies free, without asking for it. You don't want to say, could I get a free round? Or could I get a round? Or would you give me a free? No. No get, no give, no free. Also, I made sure to avoid the word permit. Like, would it be possible if you could permit me a media? No. Because it's easy to say no to asking for permission. Because if they just don't want to give it to you, they can go, I'm very sorry, but our policy does not permit that or allow that. So I use opportunity. Would there be an opportunity for a media round while I'm here and maybe an interview? So that quid pro quo there, opportunity. I figured opportunity implies, well, shit, there's always an opportunity. That's very broad. To say no to, is there an opportunity? You know, they can and they will, or they just won't return my call. I've left a couple of voicemails. I know. That's weak, right? Well, two of the courses I'm trying to get on, Wexford and Long Cove. If you got any hookups, people, let me know. They were closed on Monday, so I did get to the head pro's voicemail, and I left a message. So they're going to be like, beep, delete, in 2 seconds. But cold calls are interesting because I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, just make these calls. Put the fish, put the worms in the water, see what fish bite. You don't know. It'd be like winning $250 if you get somebody to go, sure, we'll have you. And I felt that in the pit of my stomach. That fear of rejection is very strong. But you got to tell yourself, well, what's the worst they can say? Is no? Or fuck off? Or ha ha ha, I don't even know who you are. You fucking broke-ass loser. Get off my phone line. Okay, well, that hurt, but still. Plus, they don't need the pub down here. Like, have you ever heard of Hilton Health? Yeah, I actually have. They do plenty of marketing on their own. They don't need me and my silly golf show. But hey, got to try. I think the rates are, yes, they're resort high, but I did find out you could play Atlantic Dunes and Heron Point. Atlantic Dunes, very nice. It's a Davis Love redesign. Heron Point is Pete Dye. A very good course. It's great condition and hard as shit, it looks like. Tight. You got water and woods and houses each side. Wind blows. It's hotter than shit, but you can play after 1 o'clock for a twilight rate of $160 plus tax, which is not the worst deal in the world. Cut number three. Thank you, Dion. Thank you. Deion Sanders said in a podcast recently he wants to see a better Hall of Fame for pro football, or perhaps an exclusive wing of the Hall of Fame where he and others can go reside in because, hello, they're starting to let anybody in. Now, Deion went as far as to say, look, I'm not trying to denigrate those who got in. Obviously, you deserved it. Congratulations. But still, it seems like now the criteria is, oh, hey, you had a couple of great years. Welcome into the club. Here's your gold jacket. He is not wrong at all. And I bitched about this with Andy last week regarding the Joe Jacoby snub and what, you know, Tony Baselli. Sure, let him in. Yeah, 6 years, that's enough. It might have even been five. I don't even know. It's just so out of whack. Deion Sanders and his ilk belong in a rarefied section. Now, I do believe they had at the Super Bowl in Miami right before the pandemic. They brought out certain guys who were red jacket guys. They did give them a different Hall of Fame jacket for what might have been the 50 best of all time. So I don't know if there's a way to do it, but thank you, Deion. I am totally with you. Cut four. J.J. Watt tells a great two-minute story. Actually, it's 90 seconds. You know,
right here is an update.
All right, hold on a second. The fact he got this story off in a minute and 29 seconds, that alone is great. But it has all the classic elements of a good story. Beginning, complication, surprise, and a funny ending. J.J. Watt, I think, has a future a la Peyton Manning after he's done playing. Okay, Mr. Watt, take it away.
All right, here is an update on the snake situation. For those of you who don't know, woke up this morning, went to the bathroom, found a baby rattlesnake in the corner of the bathroom, curled up in the corner. I'm from Wisconsin. Don't have a lot of experience with snakes. A couple garden snakes here or there, a couple in Houston, but don't know a lot about snakes. Don't know how to handle snakes. Not a big fan of snakes. When I got down here to Arizona, everybody said, you know, watch out for the scorpions and watch out for the rattlesnakes. You know, you live close to the mountains, there's going to be snakes. Monsoon season brings out the snakes. Stay away from rattlesnakes. Babies are the most venomous rattlesnakes because they don't know how to handle their venom. They shoot it all in their first bite.
Did not know that.
So I got all this stuff in my head. So I call a guy. I mean, I don't know what to do. So I call this guy, and he comes out to the house. And he takes a look at it. And he just picks it up with his bare hands. And he goes, ah, it's not a rattlesnake. It's a long-nosed snake. Completely harmless. And then he left. So if you ever want to feel like a wimp, that's a way to do it.
Absolute gold. And J.J. Watt lets his pauses deliver the goods. And the stares into the camera deliver the goods. And that little, yeah, so, yeah. He just picked it up. Me, big bad J.J. Watt, football player, once ran around without a helmet on, my nose getting all jacked up, tackling dudes, afraid of a baby long-nosed snake.
And he goes, ah, it's not a rattlesnake. It's a long-nosed snake. Completely harmless. And then he left. So.
That's it. So. Almost like he's lost at that point, wondering, where do I go from here? And the answer is nowhere. And he delivers the punchline. If you ever want to feel like a wimp, that's how you do it. Great job. Take notes, kids. That's a story right there. 90 seconds. We're here for a good time and a laugh, not a long time.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Cut number 5. You'll get nil and like it. The wild world of name, image, likeness keeps producing doozies when it comes to stories. This one is amazing. LSU quarterback Miles Brennan, who is, I believe, a sixth-year guy competing to be the starter on the LSU football team. And a new coach, Brian Kelly, who has found his southern accent, has NIL deals with Raising Cane's, ding, that's the chicken place, Smoothie King, ding, Game Coin, ding, sounds like a shit coin or a wallet business, Smalls Sliders, and Hollingsford Richards Ford. Hollingsford Richards Ford here. Come down, get you one, your F-150, and possibly win tickets to the LSU game against Alabama at Hollingsford Richards Ford. Miles Brennan has nil deals with all those entities. Man, he is cleaning up. This guy is raking it in. He is going to be having the time of his life. What about that? He quit. Quit the team? Is he transferring? No. Oh, quit football. Oh, shit. Miles Brennan quit football while he was competing to be the starting quarterback at Louisiana State University. I believe he might have been a sixth-year senior who had been given the extra years due to COVID and whatnot. But holy shit, that's amazing. Here's the funny part. Apparently, all those nil deals with Raising Cane's, Smoothie King, Game Coin, Small Sliders, and Hollingsford Richard Ford remain intact as they were. And he's going to get paid anyway because they cannot be performance-based as of the new rules of the name, image, likeness game. Oh, well. Tough shit, Smoothie King. And more stories like this are coming in 3, 2, 1. Cut 6. Bang, whoops, you're dead, wasn't me. The FBI has concluded that Alec Baldwin did indeed pull the trigger that killed his director of photography on the movie set of Rust, because after an exhaustive, nearly one-year-long investigation, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the best and the brightest, with all the resources, determined the gun could not have fired a bullet without the trigger being pulled. Well, no shit. Why on earth would it take a year for the FBI to make that determination? It's because they wanted it to take a year. Because remember, Alec Baldwin is part of the politically favored elite in this country, of which our deep state institutions like the FBI are now wholly on the side of, and they want to do everything they can to help it so that he faces the least amount of actual justice for this as possible. So what's the best way to do it? Slow walk it. Let it simmer down just a bit. Like, well, we're going to investigate. Let it go a full year and then go, he would have had to pull the trigger. Now, it doesn't mean that he is necessarily criminally liable for the death of Ms. Hutchins, but he had insisted, I didn't pull the trigger. I swear I didn't pull the trigger. Apparently, the FBI now says that's not the case. I will still bet any amount of money he is not going to sit one day in jail for any of this. May not even get hit with anything financial, although, I don't know, the civil penalties, he's probably going to have to settle with Ms. Hutchins' family because he did fuck up. Hey, I thought it was a cold gun. I mean, come on. You got to be a bit more diligent than that. I don't want to hear about, that's not my job. That's the armorer's job. Cut 7. Dude, did you just swallow a bee? Apparently it happened in Canada. Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, swallows bee during live news conference, and there's audio. Let's take a listen. Oh, sorry. Hold on. And replay.
It's coming from the health sector. Holy Christ.
What was that?
I just swallowed a bee.
Oh, my God.
Christ, I knew that little bugger.
You okay?
I'm good. He's down here buzzing around right now. He has a lot of real estate. Now, if that was in the clip, okay, this is going to be replayed over and over again. And that just made Colin DeMello's day. He's going to be laughing all the way back to the city.
I've already tweeted it.
Holy Christ, he's wedged in my throat. Sorry, guys. Little bugger got away in there.
Take a second.
No, I'm okay. He's buzzing in there. It's coming from...
Now, I'm skeptical that he actually swallowed the bee. Because wouldn't a bee sting the fuck out of your insides? Like, I think he was just like, oh, I'm going to say that I swallowed it because it'll make me look better, look tougher. Like, he's down on my stomach now. And I tried to rewind it several times to see if he spit the bee out. He put his fingers in his mouth. I don't know. You tell me, bee experts and or intestinal tract experts. Have you ever heard of cases where bees get swallowed? And once they're down in that muck, they're like, well, fuck it. This looks like it's it for me. Sting, 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 sting. I sting your throat. I sting your lower esophagus. I sting your belly or your stomach. By the way, Doug Ford is not the same Ford politician in Canada who was caught doing crack. That would be his brother, Rob Ford. I had to go look that up. I'm like, this guy looks awfully familiar. Was he the stooge that... And it's like, no, that's actually his brother, not him. Cut 8. Soldier Field still sucks. And it sucks the biggest suck that ever sucked to suck. I believe the Bears are the only team that's currently playing in a city-controlled stadium, and that's a disadvantage because look at Chicago, shithole city, run by shithole politicians of one-party rule. Not only is it the only city-run stadium right now in the NFL, but it's the oldest and it is the smallest. And the field sucks. J.C. Tretter, the Players Association spokesperson, said that the NFL said this field met minimum testing standards, and it was all fucked up. Apparently, they had an Elton John concert not long ago, and there was big pockmarks and gacks? There was pockmarks and dead spots. You could see it. Tretter says, we clearly need to reevaluate what's an acceptable surface for players to compete on. We need new testing metrics looking at the performance and safety of every field. The NFL can and should do better. Nah, they're busy appealing the arbitrator's decision on Deshaun Watson so they can put him on ice for a year. Bears have bought land in Arlington Heights to build a new stadium if they get the funding for it and get the deal in place. Now Mayor Lori Lightfoot is scrambling to try to keep the Bears downtown. Be great if the Bears could stay downtown, because that's the iconic place for the soldiers of the Midway, but or the monsters of the Midway at Soldier Field. But if they got to move out to the burbs, they got to move out to the burbs. You cannot be playing in a stadium that old, that shitty, that's run by inept politicians. Cut 9, the stupidity of the LIV explained in one simple paragraph. John Ziegler, who you know from this podcast, he's been on a few times. He did the insanely long deep dive into Jerry Sandusky and why he believes Sandusky is innocent. And if not just that, he feels that for certain Joe Paterno was framed. He has tried to get me to see his side of things regarding Sandusky's innocence. I said I can't go that far, but I also haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about it. I do believe strongly that the rush to judgment on Joe Pa was wrong, and I feel bad in having done that. If you have an open mind and want to listen, it's called The Benefit of Hindsight. With the Benefit of Hindsight, John Ziegler. Okay. John Ziegler is actually a very good golfer. Recently tried to qualify for the United States Amateur and shot, I think, 3 rounds in the mid-70s, which is not easy to do in a tournament. Missed the cut, did not qualify, but still. So he knows golf. And here's what he writes about the LIV versus the PGA Tour, and this is brilliant. He writes, a lot of non-golf fans don't understand the objections to the LIV Tour. Well, think of it this way. What if the USFL had unlimited funding by the Saudis and zero concern for profit, and they were taking NFL stars left and right and changing their sport to flag football and saying it was better than the NFL's and that it was growing the game? NFL fans would be enraged and not see it as, quote, well, it's just healthy competition. That's capitalism for you. That's brilliant, by the way. That's exactly it. That is exactly it. It's not golf. See, here's the thing. The LIV Tour proclaims we're golf only louder. And they're trying to be hipper and, oh, team this and cool nicknames that. Golf does not have a participation problem. It does not have a television rights problem. It does not have an attendance problem. It does not have a star problem. It does have a post-Tiger Woods era problem, but that's going to sort itself out. This tour is a solution in search of a problem that doesn't exist. And yeah, what if the NFL had another upstart with unlimited money just saying, we're going to take Brady. We're going to well, actually, you could take him. We're going to take favorite player A, B, C, D. And we're going to pretend like our league is better even though we play flag football. And we're going to tell you, no, no, it's better. So you just got to have an open mind. Shotgun starts. Music on each tee. A team event. No cut. See? By the way, I do think that the LIV Tour will probably end up being like the USFL in this regard. Stars like Jim Kelly, Steve Young, Reggie White, all Super Bowl champions, started in the USFL. And they went to the USFL out of college because of what? Money. More money. But the USFL, as you know, didn't have infinity money, and so it eventually died. How long will LIV Tour last? I don't know, but my over-under is 4.5 years. And I do believe most of these stars will be back on the PGA Tour full-time in 4.5 years after having applied for reinstatement. Who knows what their games will be like if they are successfully kept off the PGA Tour and kept out of majors after 4.5 years of playing in these patty cake, closed circuit, virtual pro-ams. Only time will tell. And finally, cut 10, COVID. It's a cult. I was dismayed down here as I rolled up to the entrance gate to the Sea Pine subdivision to see a young man who was working the gate just there to check to see that you've got the pass in your windshield, and he's waving people through. It's just him. And a bunch of cars going by. This young man was wearing a flimsy, cotton, surgical-style mask 2.5-plus years later. Young guy. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you really? God, it hurts the brain. And no, it was not a requirement by the island's staff or the resort, because there was other guys and gals who would man that position without a mask on. But he had it on. It just boggles the mind. Then there's this. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Moderna, one of the co-inventors of the magical mRNA shots, which now they've admitted they don't really work, although they will prevent severe disease. That's the mantra. We don't know that. They don't know that. You don't know that. It's impossible to know that for sure. They just claim in their testing, oh, yeah, no, it helps reduce the severity of COVID. Oh, really? I thought you said that this stuff would prevent transmission. In fact, Bourla himself had crowed about that, saying, good news, the Moderna shot prevents 100% of transmission in tests so far in South Africa. Whoops, that's not the case. Well, Albert Bourla tested positive for corona. And somebody put together a sample of all the high-profile politicians who got coronavirus, yet made sure in their tweets to say how grateful they were that it wasn't worse. And the only reason that they are grateful or that they know it wasn't worse is because of the jab. Gavin Newsom, this morning I tested positive, blah, blah, blah. Grateful to be vaccinated and for treatments like Paxlovid. Barack Obama, positive for COVID, scratchy throat, feeling fine otherwise. Grateful for the vaccinated and boosted. Grateful to be vaccinated and boosted. Mayor Lightfoot, tested positive, experiencing a cold, otherwise feeling fine, which I credit to being vaccinated and boosted. Elizabeth Warren, tested positive, breakthrough case, only mild symptoms. I am grateful for the protection provided. And then there was Hillary Clinton. Well, I've tested positive for COVID. I've got some mild cold symptoms, but I'm feeling fine. Are you fine or are you feeling like you got a cold? Because when I have a cold, I'm not fine. Fuck it, I got a cold. I'm more grateful than ever, said Hillary, for the protection vaccines can provide against serious illness. And then Bourla's tweet himself, I'd like to let you know that I have tested positive for COVID-19. I am thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and I am feeling well while experiencing very mild symptoms. Now I've got to fact check myself because I said he was with Moderna. He might be with Pfizer. Albert Bourla, Wiki. See, this is what happens when you do a live podcast from the van and you got to get out. Let's see here. Let me just check this. Nope, he's a Pfizer. He's Pfizer. Stefan Bancel, I believe, is the guy. Let me just look that one up. CEO of Moderna. Yeah, Stefan Bancel. See? I get shit wrong, but I'm not stupid, people. I'm smart! I know things every now and then, even though I get them wrong. It's a cult. Just think of it that way, okay? Their brains have been rewired, and they can't get themselves unwired. They can't possibly think, you know what? I don't know. Maybe this has all been bullshit. Maybe we've been lied to. Maybe I've been lying to everybody else. Now, of course, Bourla, he's going to lie. I'm surprised he's only had 4 doses. You know why? Because he just admitted they have 30 million doses they're about to throw out because they're going stale because nobody wants them. And that will continue because most people have said, okay, fuck it. I'm done now. It's over. All right, shit, 40 minutes. Pretty good. How were the topics, getter? Hater? Just kidding. You were kind of right about yesterday. I hope I did better today. Mixed it up. Had fun. The family's in the house playing Scrabble. I'm going back in to drink lightly, enjoyably on vacation. And if the mood strikes me, guess what? I will see you right back here in the van tomorrow. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.